All right, we're back here at the Negaunee Miners Stadium. It is Gladstone Braves football halftime, and the Braves taking on the Miners tonight. And I have a couple of injured seniors here broadcasting with me. Mike Brazos here.
Hello.
And Cam Kelly.
How's it going?
It's going pretty good. Now, it was definitely Brazos' time to get interviewed, and we were talking about it in a booth in Elk Rapids. And then, unfortunately, we looked out on the field, and Brazo, you're laying there.
Yeah, I broke my wrist.
So how'd you do it? It was a 34-0 game.
Well, we hadn't scored yet, and I was going up for a pass, and I fell, and then I planted my arm to get up, and then he fell on my arm, and my arm just went numb.
Nice. So how bad is it?
Oh, it's completely broke. It was not even in the right spot.
Well, I know at the JV game last night you showed me the x-ray, right?
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
Yeah, it's pretty ugly. I really thank you not to show that to me again.
Yeah, I can.
So how long do they tell you you're going to have this sling on, and when can you play again?
I had the sling on until Monday, and then I get a hard cast, and then I'm out for the rest of the season pretty much. I can wrestle, though.
Oh, you can wrestle?
Yeah.
Can you wrestle with the hard cast on?
No, I cannot.
Okay, because I was going to say, you get into a tight spot, you're about to get pinned, just get that cast and just bang someone in the chest?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that work? Or the chin?
I don't know if that's legal, but I could try.
No, I don't care if it's legal either, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Cam, it's been a rough few weeks for you since you got hurt in the Escanaba game. Tell me how things are going for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely been a long process. I had surgery a week after I broke my collarbone. And I'm 2 weeks out of surgery right now, but healing process is going good. Bone looks good. I got a plate in there, so I'm starting to feel a lot better.
Well, describe that whole thing. Did you know right away something was really wrong on that 2-point play in which it didn't look bad from upstairs? Obviously, we were a long ways away.
Yeah. No, I mean, I didn't know right away. Honestly, it took me about 30 seconds. I was laying there, and I kind of sat up, and my shoulder just went numb, and then I had broken my left before, so I kind of knew what it felt like, so I have a little bit of experience there, but it took about 30 seconds for me to figure it out.
Yeah, and you know, and I remember your other injury, right? And I was like, don't tell me he broke the same place.
Yeah, it's I've dealt with a lot of broken bones, which kind of sucks, but you know, it's life, so whatever.
So what are you thinking? Are you thinking you're still going to hold out hope to play yet this season?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I'm definitely going to take another snap, for sure.
How are you going to do that? You got to convince all the doctors plus Brad.
Yeah, my main focus right now is kicking field goals and extra points. Hopefully, I'm really hoping I get at least one more snap in at QB in our last home game. That would mean a lot to me, but we'll see. So
now, what has this meant for you with baseball? Because I know you're looking at places that you might play, and I know you've had a lot of interest from other schools. What's been the conversation? What have they said to you?
Yeah, so I mean, I should be all healed up within 12 weeks. So after 12 weeks, I mean, shoulder should be fine. I should be throwing as hard as I can, and everything should be back to normal. So, shouldn't affect baseball at all.
How about for you, Brazo? I mean, obviously, you were becoming a big part of the team. You were getting more playing time. How do you feel right now about, you know, obviously you can't play anymore, but you can still be part of the team here?
Yeah, I can just support everybody from the sideline, do the best I can at practice, just help out as much as I can, even though I can't be in the game. I can mentally get everybody ready on the sideline, just be there to pump everybody up.
You know, I have to say that Cam's sling looks better than yours.
Yeah, his is a little higher quality. I don't know. Favoritism, I think.
What do you think, Cam?
Yeah, I think mine's a little better. His is a little flimsy. Mine's a little higher quality. So, yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah, that's all right. Sorry, Brazel. So, all right, I'll let you say hi to whoever you like to, Mike.
I'd like to say hi to my mom, grandma, dad, and my siblings.
All right. There's a lot of siblings?
Just two.
Just two. All right. Cam?
My parents, my grandparents, my two brothers, and big shout out to Brad Landis, who's been a big help to both of us, actually, past couple weeks. So big shout out to him as well.
Yeah, he's also helping me with the camera. You know how he is.
Yep. He's a jack of all trades, so yeah.
He sure is. Brad?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I think he has too much experience with me. Yeah. Getting hurt back-to-back seasons.
That's right. All right. Well, best of luck, guys. You know, all you SB cheerleaders down there, and keep the guys' heads up.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yep, will do.
All right, Cam Kelly and Michael Brazzo, everybody. Halftime here in Negaunee. More coming up after these words. You'll hear from the MHSAA next, live from Negaunee. This is Gladstone Braves football.